You know, when you left San Jose, you were in high school. So when you got to, you know, Garland, Utah, did you attend school?
I did.
So tell me about that. What kind of school was it?
It was a lot different. California, we got all our paper and pencils free. Over there, we had to pay for it. You know, and people are complaining here now, but I thought to myself, gosh, other states, they have to pay for, you know, in the, I don't know if Utah, they still do, but at that time, it was, that was new. And as far as school, it was just continuing my education, I think. There was nothing unique or that stood out in my mind, other than graduation. I know that we didn't get we just got a diploma. We didn't have a graduation ceremony because of the war.
So that was for the whole school? The whole school just gave diplomas?
We got our diploma. Well, there must have been a thing. The thing we didn't get was a yearbook. So I have no pictures of my classmates or even the people of that. You know, there were Japanese in Utah. They were all farmers. And they all, I think they all owned their land there. And until then, you know, for me, being young, it was amazing that people lived outside of Santa Clara County.
Well, how about your classmates in Utah? Was there curiosity about the kid from California?
I don't remember anything. I know there was a lot of dances. They all danced, and I never learned. The sports. There was something unique about the sports,
well,
but I can't remember.
Going back to the dances, would there be any issues or problems with, like, dancing with someone from a different race? Like, you know, a white person dancing with a Japanese or anything?
I don't think so, simply because there are Japanese there.
And so the Japanese there, they would dance with white people?
You know, right, they're pretty well integrated because, just like here, you know, your Hakujin friends are your Hakujin friends. And most Hakujin got along with Japanese because we work hard. And I'm sure in Utah that it was the same thing. And even when I was going to grammar school, there was only one girl that called me a Jap. And I still remember her name. But that was the only experience I've had of anybody calling me a Jap. I do remember when somebody went into the town of Tremont and they thought they were Indians. And I thought, my gosh, I don't know why that came out, because there are Indians there. There's an Indian reservation north of Fielding, where we live, near the border. There was a reservation, and so there's Indians living around there, and they're fairly easy to spot because they have a round face, and they have a little bigger frame, and they're dark. You know, they're brown skin. So, and they were very friendly. I mean, none of them ever talked bad to us or anything. We weren't good friends or anything, but we do say hello to everybody. And we never really ran into too many of them.
In Utah, with all of the Mormons, do you think that Mormonism had anything to do with how the people treated you?
Well, I always thought they did, because they went through the same thing. You know, they had to flee to Utah, or they fled. That was one of the places they fled to. And all the Mormons that we met were very good to us. They were very good and supportive of us. So I have nothing bad to say about Mormon people or their religion. And they never bothered us because of what faith we had. They never questioned it. I think they would have liked to have my brother and sister go to the school, the Mormon school, and But you know, they did they called them wards. And I think my brother, who was 7 years younger, my sister's 13 years younger, she was three and he was, I don't know, seven or eight, I guess. But anyway, they went to the school there, but they were never, I don't ever remember them complaining about anything. Everybody was good, you know, they were good. So as far as education, I think no one had a problem.
Yeah, how about, because at this point, I think you attended the Buddhist church. Were you able to go to any Buddhist ceremonies in Utah? Was there like a Buddhist minister or anything like that?
You know, I don't remember a church anywhere.
Or a meeting or any kind of services in terms of Buddhist?
No, I don't remember a church. Because when I told you there was one fatality, you know, one sad part, that was at not a Japanese church. It was at a, you know, I don't know if it was a Mormon church or what, but it was a local church. But I don't, now that you mention, I don't even remember where the Buddhist church in Salt Lake City was. So that tells you where my religious thoughts were. It was not in my thinking, I guess, about going to church.